with SRN News, I'm John Scott. As it wraps up its two-day session today, the big question is, will the Federal Reserve cut interest rates?
Fed officials have become more cautious about the prospect of cutting interest rates this year after three straight inflation reports that were hotter than expected. In March, policymakers had projected three rate cuts this year. Now most economists expect two, but some acknowledge there could be one or none. That's because inflation has been more persistent than expected. The Fed says inflation reached a 4.4% annual rate in the first quarter of this year, far above the Fed's 2% target. And the economy is healthier, and hiring is stronger than most economists thought it would be at this point. Donna Porter, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. On the Salem Radio Network news program, This Week on the Hill, the House Speaker says he was surprised to learn that House Democrats would provide the votes to back him up.
I've not had conversations, certainly haven't requested the assistance of anyone, but I'm encouraged that there are grown-ups in the room who, in both parties, who understand that these are very serious times.
Green says it's time to have a vote on stripping House Speaker Mike Johnson's gavel.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative. I think that'll play well. I'm excited about it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking outside the Capitol. On Wall Street, the Dow had 114 points, the NASDAQ down 57 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on religion and culture.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks respondents whether their religious beliefs are in conflict with the cultural norms of the U.S. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say yes. 66% feel their faith puts them at odds with the culture. 36% of white mainline Protestants agree, as do 35% of black Protestants and 37% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's and North Carolina's refusal to cover sex change operations for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 8-6 in the case involving North Carolina's state employee health plan and Medicaid in West Virginia. Similar cases are under consideration in courts across the country. This is SRN News. Authorities are taking action against a major chemical.
The EPA finalizing a ban on consumer uses of methylene chloride, a chemical widely used as a paint stripper but known to cause liver cancer. Experts say the action will protect Americans from health risk while allowing certain commercial uses to continue with robust worker protections. Methylene chloride emits a toxic vapor the EPA says killed 88 workers since 1980. The chemical industry says the EPA is overstating the risk. Jason Walker reporting.
A new Louisiana congressional map giving the state a second majority black House district has been rejected by a panel of federal judges. That decision fuels new uncertainty about district boundaries as the state prepares for fall congressional elections. More details at SRNnews.com.